Many archaeologists consider the first big city in the Americas to be one that existed more than 2,000 years ago. And there are still many questions about the civilization that once thrived in what is now central Mexico. As Jorge Valencia reports from KJZZ's Mexico City Bureau, scientists in a little-known Arizona State University laboratory are looking for those answers.
The lab is about 2 hours north of Mexico City, and much of it is in a building with boxes and boxes full of ancient pottery and stone.
I'm looking at a shelving unit, and the top couple shelves have loose folders, and below that there are several shelves full of binders of project records.
This is archaeologist Angela Huster.
I'm a postdoctoral researcher at Arizona State University.
Huster spent much of the summer going through notebooks collected by researchers over the past 5 decades. And on this particular day, she discovered a dusty binder containing notes about the massive fire that is believed to have brought the city to an end. That's one of the biggest questions about Teotihuacan. Why did its civilization-ending blaze happen?
So you saw that and you thought,
oh, wow, if this is what I think it is, we've been looking for it for a while.
The notes were written by 2 research assistants who worked with ASU professors for almost 40 years. Huster says those researchers probably knew more about the city of Teotihuacan than most archaeologists who've ever worked there.
Hello.
Seferino Ortega Mendoza is one of those researchers. But really quick, a few things we know about Teotihuacan. It was a city that was around for about 7 centuries, until roughly 650 AD. It was prosperous, with 2 enormous pyramids at its heart attracting merchants and migrants. It peaked with a population of about 100,000. But there are still many questions, like, why did it eventually collapse?
Seferino Ortega Mendoza.
Ortega Mendoza worked with ASU archaeologists to try and answer those big questions. He's retired now, but it still nags at him that they haven't been able to figure out the language spoken in Teotihuacan. We never knew whether people in Teotihuacan spoke Nahual, he says. That was the language of a civilization that came a few centuries later and is better known, the Aztecs. When the Aztecs came around, they gave names to the ruins of Teotihuacan in Nahual. It's also the language Ortega Mendoza's great-grandparents spoke. It's unclear the language spoken in Teotihuacan because there are no written records of it. But many scholars believe there were multiple languages, says archaeologist Oralia Cabrera Cortez, the ASU lab operations director.
And so we know that people came from other places and they had probably other languages, and there was maybe a combination of the language that everybody in that place speaks, but then you have people that speak other languages as well because they're coming from other regions.
Much of what was excavated in this ancient city has been found with a map developed by the original director of the lab in the 60s and 70s. Archaeologist Michael E. Smith, the current director of the lab, says it was mostly accurate and is still in use.
Well, yeah, it's sort of the basis for work today. And archaeologists, particularly those working away from the central pyramids, that's sort of the basic orientation they use for where they want to work and what they want to do.
Smith took over the lab just 3 years ago. And when he arrived, he found his predecessors had left him thousands of records in thousands of boxes.
Some of the artifacts are very well analyzed, and they're in a database, and we know all about them. Others have just sat there, haven't really been studied.
Lastly, perhaps the biggest question, did Teotihuacan have a king? There's no evidence of a monarch, and it's unclear how the city was governed. It's one more riddle archaeologists Smith, Cabrera Cortez, Huster, and others hope they can eventually answer. Jorge Valencia, KJZZ News, Mexico State, Mexico.